do with you, a fascinating piece in the Noda Yudin, the Dogel Mirvava, dealing with Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, okay? And it has to tie in with everything we learned. Okay? Is Moshe going to do Pidyon HaBen?
He has to.
What?
He has to.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
How is it going
to be? Yeah. You know, there's this... Pidyon HaBen, you know, it's not so simple. If you're a Kohen or a Levi, you don't do it. If your wife is a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, you don't do it. Or if it's a C-section, you don't do it. Right. So in other words, it's not so pusher to do a Pidyon HaBen. In other words, you can't be a C-section. You can't be a Kohen. You can't be a Levi. Your wife can't be a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi. So that knocks out a lot of people. And then if you have a daughter first, you also get them. So the percentages are very... Baruch Hashem, I did it for my son, Yisrael Pinchas, we had a Pidyon HaBen in Belfer. What?
What's a Belfer?
How much it costs?
Yeah,
to buy the coins. Oh, to buy the coins? I don't know, I got it from Eichler's. Yeah, they sell Pidyon HaBen. Yeah. I remember a cousin of mine made a Pidyon HaBen in the Syrian community. My mother's family are Sephardic Jews from Turkey. And one of the cousins married into the Syrian community. So they had a Pidyon HaBen last Chol HaMoed Pesach. And they gave the 5 shlamim to the Kohen. And then they have a minig there that the Kohen, he doesn't have to, but he willfully auctions off the 5 coins for thousands of dollars each. And they give it to like for Hatzolah or for different causes. And some rich person auctions off to buy the coin, and then they auction off the second coin, or auction off the third coin, and then for a lot of money, like thousands of dollars, and which is given for different, charitable organizations. But the idea is, it's a matana. I remember Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen was my Cohen, my son, so I told him that I want him to keep, because I don't like when they just give it back, because it makes it look like it's a joke. You know, you're like, you're getting it back, you know. This is a matona, matnas kahuna. So, some achronim say that maybe bizman hazeh, that the kohanim are not vade kohanim, they're only safek kohanim, so then you should give it back, because it's safek gezel. But I said, no, I want you to keep. I give you Matana Gemura. And there's a question, you know, how many coins do you have to buy? Because 5 coins, or maybe sometimes, some years, there's not enough silver in the coins. So you might have to give 6 coins. So I wasn't sure at that point. So I went to Eichler's Flappish. I bought 2 sets of Pidyon HaBen coins. So I wasn't sure. I bought 2 sets. It turned out that I discussed with Rabbi Oberlander that it was good enough. 5 coins was good enough. So then I had an extra 5 coins. So there was a fellow in my shir then by the name of Yosef Rappaport. Rappaport is a Kohen Miuchas. If you have the name Rappaport, if you're a Kohen, then you're usually a Kohen Miuchas. And the day after, I gave him another set of coins. You know, there was a minute, they say the Vilna Gaon used to do that. You know, when he would see a Kohen Miuchas, he would give another set of coins to that. I only did it, you know, the public time, and then this one other time. You know, I didn't do it more than that. You know, okay. So when you give the Pidyon HaBen to the Kohen, you make the Bracha Shekhar Shalom and Sosov Tzivanu. Al Pidyon HaBen, and then you make the bracha of Shachiyonu. and then you give the coins to the Kohen.
So the Ramah says the following. The last two lines in the Ramah on page 7. Last two lines. He says, "Ve'ein ha'av yochel liftos al yidei shliach."
So that's an interesting question. Can you appoint a shliach for pidyon haben? You're doing shlichus, right? You appoint a shliach. So the Ramah says, "No, you should do it yourself."
It's a whole question. Why can't you appoint a shliach? And if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, on the bottom, I didn't bracket it, but the last line of Pisrei Tshuva on page 7, Sifkat Tazayin in the Pisrei Tshuva, you see it? Hagei shlichayim beheitev shachronu chilku al zeh, fikosu yochol liftos al yidei shliach. They say you can't. Chayin elab sefer shara melech. A lot of Achronim say you can. The third line says, "Ayin b'tshuvas chasam sofer." The Bura Shalom Nukamokim Miru Lugu Asosiy Shliach. The Rav Asos Zecher LeBchorim Mitzrayim Dachsiv Aniv V'lo Shliach.
That's a little drush. That, you know, because the Pidyon HaBen is reminiscent that Hashem killed the B'chorim Mitzrayim and He didn't kill the B'chor Yisrael. And when it says that He killed the B'chorim, it says, we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Aniv Lo Malach, Aniv Lo Sorach, Aniv Lo Shaliach. So the whole Bakas Bechoris was done lat without a Shaliach. So this is a Zecher to that, so you shouldn't do Al Yidei Shaliach. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. But that's like Al Derech HaDrush. You know, that's Al Derech HaDrush. So the Ramah says you shouldn't do it. The Shliach and other Achronim say you can. Okay. So this is the question. Okay, you ready for this question? When does the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen begin? Which day? What? Yes. But what's the simple is what the... What?
When he's born.
No, you can't do it when he's born. You have to wait what?
After the Mila.
What?
After the Mila.
Well, the Mila is day 8.
Right, I know. So they got after the Mila. The Lord is 30 sunrise sunsets from the day of birth.
So the simple pshat is day 31. Day 31. It's complicated whether there's different shittas. Some say it's a little late within the beginning of the day. It has to be 29 and a half. You know, a little. But let's just see the simple pshat, like the Magen Avraham says day 31. You know, there's always big shilas that come up in the winter. You know, what comes up in the winter? Because in the winter, short days. So, you see, so when are you going to do Pidyon HaBen? Like people usually do it like in the afternoon. But the afternoon, 4 o'clock is already, it's already night. So people are not going to come home from work. So are they going to do it in the morning? You usually don't do it in the morning. So the question is, could you do it the night before? Could you do it... Because it's, you know, and the night before, so also day 31. Or should you have to wait till the morning? It's a whole discussion. Okay, that comes up. I got a lot of shilas that come up with Pidyon HaBen to do it, whether you're allowed to do it at night or not, the night before. Okay, but that's a whole discussion. But Pidyon HaBen, and what's the idea of Pidyon HaBen? In other words, he's a month old. So once it's day 31, it's already, he's not an Aphel anymore, right? When a person, because until a child is 30 days, you don't know whether he's going to be viable, etc. Okay, so this is the Shaila that I want you to think about now. Okay, and tell me what you think. Okay? We said before there's a discussion whether you could have a shliach for Pidyon HaBen. Right? On behalf of the father. In other words, the father is supposed to give the coins to the Kohen. Right? So what if the father can't be there? So could the father give the coins to his friend and say, okay, you are in my place. Here are the coins. At that day of the Pidyon HaBen, you give it to the Kohen on my behalf. So he said, the minig is not to, right? The Rama says not to, but okay, but all the Achronim say it works. But this is the question, you ready? If he appoints a shliach, can he appoint a shliach before day 31? In other words, can he appoint a shliach before day 31? What if he appoints a shliach? He knows he's going to be out of town during the day. He has to be out of town. So technically, he's out of town. He can do the Pidyon HaBen. In other words, his child can be in New York, and he can be on some business trip in who knows where, and he could do the Pidyon HaBen, even though his baby is... Because the baby doesn't have to be present, technically speaking. Of course, our minhag is, we have the baby, we do a whole thing, we put the baby on a silver plate, and our ganza thing, and we have a whole suda. But technically speaking, the baby could be in the hospital, or the baby could be in New York, and you're doing a Pidyon HaBen for your son in Israel, or whatever. You know what I mean? So, say he knows that at the time he has some business trip or whatever, he's going to be away. So he already appoints a shliach right now to do a Pidyon HaBen. Does that work? Yeah, what are you going to say, Josh?
For Pidyon HaBen, does it have to be the 31st day, or whatever reason, if it needs to get pushed off, then you can still do that?
You could still do it after day 31, but then, like Rav Oberlander pointed out, some Rishonim hold that you violated the Mevatel HaMitzvah. Right. It's like, Bris Milah is on the 8th day, and if you didn't do it on the 8th day, you can do it on the 9th day, the 10th day, or the 52nd day, but you're supposed to do it on the 8th day, and you've procrastinated, you've mevatel the mitzvah. Even though ultimately you'll do the mitzvah, but that's not right. You have to, just like we don't postpone bris milahs unless there's a medical issue, so too we don't postpone Pidyon HaBen. Except if the Pidyon HaBen falls out on Shabbos. If it falls out on Shabbos, so then you're not going to do it on Shabbos, right? Because you're not going to give... that's a question why we don't do it on Shabbos. Well, we use money, so obviously it's muktzah, but you don't have to use money. You could use other things. Shavuot Kesef. What? Right. So it's still a transaction, so we don't do it on Shabbos. No, you don't do it. Earlier is before this man mitzvah. Right, so we don't do it earlier. And we try to don't do it later either. We try to do it this man. Who's here? Yeah. Exactly! In other words, we had a discussion, can you appoint a shliach when your wife is insane? Right, for a get. Right, and we had the whole discussion. So, that's the question over here. If you appoint a shliach for Pidyon HaBen, and it's what?
It's not the end of Zman. So then maybe this whole discussion comes back. Because you can't set a shliach for something you can't do yourself. So what would be the case if the guy, the baby was born. Okay, Basel comes. And he knows on day 31 he's going to be away. So he buys the coins, he goes to Eichler's, he gets the pinyon of them coins, and he goes to his friend and says, okay, you know, I'm going to be away. Here are the coins. You come to the Pinyon Aben and you represent me at the Pinyon Aben. So it's a shliach. Okay, the minhag is not to do it, but say that many achronim say it works. But the shliach works. But maybe that's only if you appoint the shliach a what? On day 31. But if you don't appoint the shliach on day 31, then what? Then maybe it's no good. Because just like we said, there's a problem of what? What did we say? That if the wife is a shoita, so there's the whole thing. Could you make a shliach for the get now or not? Right, that whole discussion. So the same, Shimon says, it's the same discussion over here.
Can you use a deal also? For like, what would you find in this case? Because over there you bring the zakat, something for the husband, which is good. What do you bring the zakat in this case? And for who? For the father? But if he doesn't talk with someone else, it has to get done.
Wait, what do you want to say, and then I'll comment.
Can we talk to say that since this is different because this is for the father? You know, like in the wife case, he's doing he wants to get divorced from the wife because it's for him. But here, the only reason he wants to do make a shliach for the well, who's the mitzvah? Is not the father here there, or not the son?
Who do you think?
The first father.
Who do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
What?
Who do you think?
By the father.
Yeah, the father's father's mitzvah to be opposed to his son.
Can you set up like a retroactive shliach? Like set a shliach for a shliach? Like tell someone to tell him. You know what I'm saying? Like if I tell Josh, I'm not allowed to do this, but on day 31, can you? Then that would be.
No, So Shimon says a very interesting point. He says, look, maybe the shlichus doesn't work because since you can't do it yourself yet, it's not day 31, so then you can't appoint a shliach. But Shimon says, so if you appointed a shliach, maybe what? It should work. Midin. Midin what? Tzchiyah.
But according to our mind,
no, right. We're saying, assuming the shliach does work. I'm not saying you don't do it, okay. You know, we don't really understand why you shouldn't be able to do it.
And
most achronim say it does work.
Okay. I'm asking, if we say the shliach doesn't work, like if Ramon says shliach doesn't work, would we assume that he also wants the chiyah wouldn't work? Or?
Yeah, certainly if shliach doesn't work, the chiyah won't work.
Okay.
But we're working with the assumption that shliach does work. The only question is, but shlichus can only work if you can do it yourself. And the same discussion, mamish like what Shimon said, the same discussion we had yesterday about, the day before, about the wife being a shoita, and therefore he can't give her the get, so therefore he can't appoint the shliach. Maybe that should apply to the same thing to Pinyan Aben. And maybe a shliach for Pinyan Aben should only work when? If you appoint the shliach, when? On day 31 or after. So let's. What? No, the Zman is. Let's assume the Zman of Pinyan Aben is day 31. Right. Because that's the Zman. I would have to give a whole separate shiur to discuss when the Zman is exactly, and, you know. You take it as a given, exactly. Oh, Eitan Van, ask an unbelievable kasha. Why do you even need a shliach? Let him just put it on the table.
Like he can talk to the
kohen before he leaves. Yeah, here. I'm going to give it to my wife. She'll just put it on the table, and then you'll you'll take it. In other words, he's saying that, in other words, what if the guy's going away? So he says, you know what? I'm going to give it to my wife. She'll put it on the table. And at the opinion of Ben, you'll just pick it up off of the table. That's what Eitan Van is asking. What do you need, even need a shliach for? So Shimon says, maybe you need an asina. That's a question. Do you really need an asina?
It seems like you do,
By a get. There's a halacha what? Ligitech al gabi kark is no good. In other words, the husband can't say to his wife, you have a get here on the table, and you just pick it up. That's no good. Because you need an asina. Right? Does Pidyon Aben need an asina?
It even seems, according to their mother, you would need an asina. Because you can't do it all this shit, and therefore you're going to have to do yourself. But according to anyone else, that shit doesn't going to work, then you're still pointing someone to go give that asina.
Your mom makes But I think you have to get the rubble out of your head, right?
No, I'm using him as a proof for here.
I understand, but I want but I think you have to just get it out of your head. Because this whole discussion we're having now is assuming not like the Ramah. Because if you assume like the Ramah, there's nothing to talk about whether you can appoint the Shliach before versus after. You can never appoint the Shliach. And it's very difficult, and based on a Rivash, and the Chasam Sofer's thing is like Drush. So let's assume like the other Achronim, that you can.
So according to them, the reason why like Shliach is okay, because you need to have that decision, you need to have that action.
Right, so that's a question. In other words, Eitan Van is questioning that. Eitan Van is questioning it. And I think he has right. He has a right to question. I think he has a right to question. He has a right. Eitan Van, you have a right. And let's take a look. And the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon holds like Eitan Van, basically. The Vilna Gaon and Eitan Van are one. Because you know what the Vilna Gaon holds? The way it's said over, that Pidyon HaBen, you know what Pidyon HaBen is? They say from the Vilna Gaon, what's Pidyon HaBen? One word. What is Pidyon HaBen, according to the Vilna Gaon? One word. Chov. If I owe you $20, right? So I can put it on the table, I'm going away. I said, you know, come this time, there'll be a $20 bill on the table, and you go and take it. And I pay back the chov. There's no debt. I formally have to give it to you. Right? It's not a get. A get. You formally have to give the get. But a chov, not. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the bottom here, Yud Zayin. You see Biragor Yud Zayin? The Vilna Gaon says, Pidyon HaBen is a choyf. Someone could go ahead and just pay the money. Like, if I owe money to somebody, and somebody likes me, so he can just go to the guy and say, you know, he owes you money, I'll pay for you, and then it's paid up. So the Vilna Gaon says the same thing. So the Vilna Gaon is agreeing to Rabbi Van that, what is Rabbi saying? There's no shlichus by Pidyon HaBen. What do you need shlichus for, b'cha? Pidyon HaBen is a chayf. What? The Bir Agrah, it starts here on page 7. Sif Kot Yud Zayin in the bottom. I mean, in the last line of the Bir Agrah. He says, Kol Zehu Tamor, the Lord Bibayin Le Shliach Shluch Shal Odom Kamoso. If you have a Shliach of Ad, that's good. Ella. אף אחד יכול לבדוס אפילו בלא ביתו שלו דלו עוד אם יש הכושב שאחי יכול לבדוס חייב הקדש כאן שאינו אלא חוב בעלמה so he thinks the whole thing so it's a chov that's how the way you say it over so if it's a chov certainly if you point the shliach it's good to pay back the chov, and the chov can be paid back even what? Without. But let's assume, not like the Vilna Gaon, that you need a shliach. In other words, if you hold not to like the Vilna Gaon, so then you have to like Shimon says, that you need shlichus, so then it means that Pidyon HaBen needs a mice in a sina. Right? In other words, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, then certainly a shliach works, but you don't even need a shliach. Because somebody could just give the money for you. Right. But let's assume now that you need a, like Shimon says, Shimon Nairin Zokt, that you need a mice in the scene of the Pidyon HaBen. And most Achronim say, and you can appoint a Shliach. Again, this Ramah is Tamua, we don't really understand it. You can give a lot of drushes. I gave a drusha, whatever. You know, you can give a lot of drushes about this Ramah, and there's a Chasam Sofer, you know, Nilo Shaliach. But let's assume now, like what Shimon said, that Pidyon HaBen requires a mice in the Sina, that the father of the baby should what? Should give a... the coins to what? To the Kohen. Give it. So if he can't be there because he's going away, he's out of town. So if he wants, he could just do the Pidyon HaBen out of town. But then, you know, that's. But there's an idea of a Pidyon HaBen to have a Suda to make a Pirsum. It's Pirsum Enisa. Because we want to remember the Nase of Makas Bukharis. So, in other words, your child, there's a big Yisod in life. The kid has to be at the bris, but he doesn't have to be at the Pidyon HaBen. Right? He has to be at the bris, right? But he can't. But the Pidyon HaBen, the father can be in Timbuktu, and the kid can be in Brooklyn, right? And then he can give the coin, the money, for the Pidyon HaBen. You know, there's no din. We do a whole thing with the baby and the silver tray, and the women, they put their jewelry there. You know, my aunt, she lost her ring. She got so nervous that he gave up the jewelry, but then she went over to the mic and says, "Who has my and then they found it, Baruch Hashem." It's a little bit nerve wracking there. But they did a whole thing, right? A whole Suda. The garlic. We my son's Pidyon HaBen is where this farm sale is. That's where we had the Pidyon HaBen. But it was also good because my son was born on a Friday. So big Yisod in life. If your kid is born on a Friday, so you have a bris on a Friday, and then you have a Pidyon HaBen on a Sunday. Now, that's the best day of the week to have a Pidyon HaBen. Because, then you can have it during the afternoon. No one's working. No one, that's a good time to have. So Moshe Dechter. We have to see. Right? Remember, Ari? Were you there? He couldn't make it. Okay. Now, Ferrari, this is the Shiloh. Assuming that you need a mice in the Sina for Pidyon HaBen, and assuming if you're not going to be there, you have to appoint a Shliach, what if you appointed a Shliach before day 31? Do we say, Kol Milsa De'i Lo Matzi Mashvi, Mavid, Shliach Lo Matzi Mashvi? The same Shiloh that Shimon Nairin pointed out that we had if somebody makes a Shliach to Megarish Ishto when she's still a Shota. So look in the Dogel Mervon, page 7. Ve'enav yochel levdoz al yishliach ayin betaz v'shach shenechel chul haramah. Whereas the Taz and the Shach argue with the Ramah. Okay, you got the Ramah out of your head?
Out of my head.
Okay. Yeah. Taz and the Shach say, it's good, Shaliach. The Gra is Eitan Van. Eitan Van is the Gra. You're the Gra. That you don't even need a Shaliach, because you don't need a Shaliach to pay back a Chov. Anyone can pay back the Chov for you. So if I give my friend a $20 bill, I say, go to the other guy, pay him back the Chov, that's not Bidin Shlichus. What is that called? What is that called? What is that called? It's a Maisa Chov Ba'alma. It's like I'm giving a monkey a $20 bill. Go. In other words, you're not doing it b'tor shliach. In other words, a person can't give a get to a monkey to megarish his wife, that the monkey should give the get, because a monkey is not a shliach. But a chov, I just need the money to be transferred to this fella. It doesn't mean that you need a human being to transfer it. To pay back a chov, bottom line, does he have the $20 bill that I owe? 1 second. So I am the Taz of Shach, Shenechel Koram Rabbi, Chriyu, Sheyachel of Dosalei Shliach, Ela, Shenirolani as Daiti, Dechozek, Shememane HaShliach, Acher Shloshim. So he says, Shlichus works, but you have to be Memane the Shliach after day 30. Avalim no Shliach, Tosh Shloshim. But if you give it to him, what? Talk shloshim, sheivdenu bezmano, einu nochon. Not good. Shere omru benozir dav yudbeh is the milsa lo motzi ovid hashta lo matz lo mash vishliach. Okay? So he says, you want to make a shliach for Pidyan Adam? You can do it. But you have to wait till day 31 to do the shliach. That says the Nodav Yehuda. What? The Nodav Yehuda speaking now. The Dogon Bervov is the Nodav Yehuda. This is within the Shita again. The Ramah we already took out of our minds. Now we're saying Shliach works. So if Shliach works, then you have to say also against Eitan Van that you need a Shliach. So then you have to say like Shimon Iron said, that what? That you need a Maisa Nesina. And if you can't do the Maisa Nesina, you need someone to do it for you. So he has to be an official shliach. He can't just be a Maisa Koif Ba'oma. He has to be an official shliach. So then you have the regular din of shlichus. And the regular din of shlichus is that if I can do it, then I can appoint the shliach. But if I can't do it myself, I can't appoint the shliach. So now, look at the Nodav Yehuda now. V'ulai. You see where he says V'ulai? V'ulai, kevin sha'afilu b'toch shloshim. Kevin sha'biyara av liten hamos l'kohen. Turn the page. Continuing on page 8. The bottom. V'lo mer sh'yepodoy l'achas shloshim v'lo mer tzivyu gimel mikri matzi ovid hashta. So what you could say, that you're giving it to him now, and the pigeon should be chal lachalam, where you tell him to hold on to it or whatever. Right, yeah. So maybe that's called Matzimov, even though the pigeon is only going to be chal later on. So maybe that's called that it's shaykh now, because you can take it now and it'll be chal later. The question is, does he have to not spend it, or if he doesn't spend it, you know, that's a question about, yeah, lo nislachu hamos. But then maybe that's called, so the bison scene you could do now. In other words, that's a very important point. You know, as Pidyon HaBen, according to one opinion, you can even do on day 10 if you tell him to hold on to the money till day 31. So that's the big question of, so if that's true, how come if the 31st day falls out on Shabbos, how come we do the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday? Why don't we just do it on Friday and tell him to hold on the money? That's a separate question. But then he says, Vafel Pekin, look, Vafel Pekin, on page 8. Vafel Pekin, first word in the line is Vafel Pekin, and the Omer, Sha'av Yasa Shliach, in Rotze Leilech Ledarko. He says, a father can make a Shliach. Say, he finds out his son is born, he finds out that in a month from now, when it's the time of the Pidyon HaBen, he's going to have to go on a business trip. So he can appoint, so he says, no, he can appoint a Shliach right now. Why? V'shuv ha-shlich yochel ufdoso afil im neymes ha-shlichus lochal az sh'ayakodem zmano mikol mochum shuv nasa at ha-shluchu mitam zochin lo'odem shelo befonov. You see that? In the Dogel Mervava on page 8. You see, Shimon? Here. First word in line is l'chalik. You see on the bottom there? L'chalik. You see it, L'chalik? Afal Pekin, you see Afal Pekin? Ani Omer Sha'av Yasa Shliach Im Rotze Leilech Ledarko. A father can make a Shliach even before day 30. V'shuv HaShliach Yochel Uvdoso Afil Im Neimesh HaShlichus Lochal. Even if you want to say the Shlichus is no good, just like we said by the case of the get, right? But still, as Shaya Kodim Zman Mikumachum Shuv Nasa Ata Shlucho Bitam Zochim La'odim Shalom Befanam. That's what you said, right? You're a Mechavid. This is the same Svara that who said?
The
Rav Mikrachin! The Rav Mikrachin! He said it that even though the Shlichus is no good, even though the Shlichus is no good, but what? It works me, then what? Zchia. Because Shlichus can't be good, but you can't do it yourself, because you can't divorce a woman who's in a Shlichus. So the same thing over here. You can't do the pidyon that can't be hal now, so you can't have a shliach now. But it can work. We didn't stop. So therefore, day 31.
What's the idea?
The shchia is that he is doing the mitzvah for the father. The father is paid to do the mitzvah, and he is helping the father do the mitzvah. This way, the father will have fulfilled the obligation.
This is something that afterwards.
From pidyon haben. What?
The obligation is still there afterwards, even if they're. Father didn't do it. You still have to do it when you get back to the business
trip. Right, but it's better to do it on Bisman.
It's
a schuss. It's a schuss. You have to mitzvah on Bisman. What's that? What's that? What do you think? Oh, so Jesse, Zohar, Jesse. Is it Zohin May Adam? Because maybe it's like the case of the... Hafrashas Chala. Oh, is that Jesse Zocht? Zochin Me'oda. Right? That's what Jesse Zocht. So what do we say back to Jesse? What? He leaves out me. Or you could say what? That he doesn't hold like the tzos. Right, you know, it was in a phenomenon. Maybe if one of the tzos, it won't work. Because in a phenomenon, it is off the mail. It is off the mail. But not everyone holds it off the mail, there's a problem. Right? This is only the tzos is big, right?
He gave him the money.
Here he gave him the money. He gave it to him. Rabbi Harari wants to say even the tzos would be moda because he already gave him the money. But whose money is it? Still his money. He didn't give him the money to Matana. He gave the money. It's still his money. So, you understand? There's Rav Harari said he gave him the money, so it's not Zochin Me'odah because he already gave it. I'm saying back to Rav Harari. Well, no. Because it's what? It's still his money. He didn't give the Shliach a Matana. No, because the money could be given irrespective of whether there's... But I'm saying that maybe in a Hanami, maybe the Ketzos wouldn't accept this idea. Maybe the Ketzos wouldn't accept this idea. But this Dogon Revava, Mamish, everything we said about Gittin, the Dogon Revava applies to Pidyon HaBen. That whole scenario. Because Mokhav Shuv Nasiat HaShluku becomes Zohar Lodim Shalom Fana. If you will attach him, Dabiz and Latruma, the Mikri Ketaz Kov, Kozeh Shosem Me'atmo, so maybe he says, you know, father's telling him to do it, so maybe it'll work even according to that. So comes with Dagol Mirvava, it says if you do a Pidyon HaBen through Shliach, Kodem Lamed. So first he says, maybe it's no good. Then he says, maybe it is good, because theoretically you could do it now. You could do a Pidyon HaBen now on day 10. As long as he holds on to the money till before. Right? So maybe that's cool that you could do it now, even though it's not that the mitzvah is not going to be halakha later. That's the question. But then he says, that even though the shlichus is no good, maybe what? It'll work me then. One second. Now, what is Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan going to say? What is Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan? What is he going to do? Is he going to like the Dogon Revava, or is he going to not like the Dogon Revava? Is he going to like it or not? Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan. Jesse is shaking his head. What? 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 Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan is not going to like this Dogon Revava, because Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan, you saw it from yesterday, is whenever you appoint a shliach and it doesn't work, then you don't say zchiya by default, and that's what he says. Let's show you inside. Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan, specter. You want to see the Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan? Let's see the Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan. Here, page 12. Look at page 12. So at the beginning of page 12, he says the Tosis we learned yesterday in Kiddushin, that's his raya, that it doesn't work by default, right? Jesse? And then Ulufize. You see Ulufize? On the right side of page 12? Ulufize muchach to lokum vashakosuva dogum revava. To after eno moel shlichusu vashakosuva lishliach betok shloshiyum lufdos beno, mikomokum mahanimze betor zechia. So if you want to go to the house, you can go to the house, has a moral but that didn't get clawed. So he says that according to my proof that he said yesterday, his whole Yisod, it's not going to work. Because that was Rav Yitzchok Ochanan yesterday. He doesn't like this idea that if the shlichus falls through, that it automatically works midin zechia. Wow. So b'meila, this whole shaila that we had yesterday and the day before is about if you appoint a shliach for your wife who's a shota, right? Whether it works or not, that the old minig was
to be mashlish to get, and the Chachmei Lisa said it doesn't work, and then Rav Mikrashkin says it works with din zchiya, and the Chassam Sofer like that. So the Gedolim Ravava is working with that yisod of the Chacham Sofer and the Rav Mikrashkin, that something that doesn't work within shlichus default becomes zchiya. But Rav Yitzchok Chanan thought it was against the Tosis and Kedusha. And therefore he argued on the case of the guest. So he argues on those this Dogma Mervava as well. But of course this whole thing is, if you assume that you need a shlich, if you assume a keitan van, then the whole thing is not necessary, because you don't need a shlich, because you don't need a mice in the sina, because the whole thing is just a chov, right? And whenever it's a chov, I owe you $20, I can put it on the table and say, go pick it up. Okay, so that's the story. Now, okay. Now the next part of this packet, that we'll see how much we'll get to, is a famous case in Gittin. And as Jesse pointed out, it's very uncommon of me to put anything English. You know, I'm not from the English people in the packet. You know, English and packets don't always go together. But I timed it that if it's Rabbi Bleich who wrote it, then that's okay. Then you can treat something that Rabbi Bleich wrote in English as the chashivas of something in Hebrew. Rabbi Bleich. Here. What? Rabbi Bleich. No, there's two different people, Rabbi Bleich and Rabbi Bleich. There's two different people. Rabbi Bleich is a big Pesach. He's the head of the Yadin Yadin. He's a Rav in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And he's a Gadol b'Yisrael, Rabbi Bleich. He's not, unfortunately, he's here all the time, but people don't know him as much as they should. But he's written many articles in about halachic topics, and he's a big Talmud Chacham. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read the story to you in English, and then tomorrow during Seder, you can read the Tshuvas in Hebrew. Starting on page 13 till page 21. So let's read the case. Page 25. Again, forgive me to put English in the packet, but I told you that's a special heter. Rabbi Bleich wrote it, even in English, it's mutter. That's a cool okay. Okay. So this is an article that he wrote in Tradition in winter of 2001. And then you should know that the other article that he wrote after that is about the case in Tzfat. So we're getting there. There's Nimrod, the case in Tzfat is coming up. That attitude notwithstanding, in the modern era, for page 25, the principle of Zochin Me'adam was applied in the area of divorce by a noted scholar, Rav Eliyahu Klotzkin of Lublin. What happened? In 1922, in the aftermath of World War I, Rabbi Klotzkin received a plea for help from Rabbi Mordechai Horowitz of Zamosh. In alleviating the plight of an aguna, a woman whose husband did not return from the war and was presumed to be dead, but who lacked actual proof of his death, right? In other words, there was a man that the husband didn't come. It was after World War I. He didn't come back. They thought he was dead, but they don't have any proof that he's dead. He just didn't come back. So he said like this: mobilization of the Polish army took place in 1914. Conscripts from the surrounding area were brought to Zamosh. Recognizing the likelihood that all of the soldiers would survive the armed conflict and concerned for the plight of their wives, Rabbi Horowitz, in accordance with sound halachic practice, encouraged each of the soldiers to
designate a scribe as his agent to draft a bill of divorce, witness to sign the instrument, and yet another individual to serve as the agent for the delivery of a get to his wife. In other words, before they went into the army in 1914, and they were drafted into the army, so this Rav, Rabbi Mordechai Horowitz, told everybody they should write a get to their wife and give it to a shliach, because it could be they won't come back, and then they don't want her to be an aguna. So this way, if she won't come, if she won't come back, the shliach will just give the get. Right? In other words, so everyone, before they go to the war, before they go into the army, the get was written, given to the shliach. So if he comes back, then he'll come back to his wife. The shliach won't give the get. But if they have a certain amount of time, the guy won't come back. The husband won't come back. The shliach will just give the get. Condition we don't do so much. The purpose of that procedure was to make it possible to draft a bill of divorce at some future time in the unfortunate eventuality that the husband would fail to return from battle, but that no satisfactory evidence that he was killed in action would be forthcoming. Right? So therefore, we have it all good. In other words, so he appointed a shliach to write the get, another shliach to give the get. Danny?
If he's dead, though, is a dead person can't come out?
Right, but if he's dead, so that's great. I mean, it's not great, but then she's free.
It's just...
Right, manavshach. If he's still alive and he's just lost, so we'll give the get and it'll be fine. We'll write the get and give the get. He appointed a shliach. If he's dead, so that's also good. I mean, not good, but you know, it's good from that she could remarry. It subsequently transpired that one of the soldiers who followed the instructions of Rabbi Horowitz, a resident of Tanagrad, failed to return. So sure enough, one of the men didn't come back from the war and was presumed to have perished, but there was no evidence substantiating his death. Okay, so this, so, but Lachara should be good because we already did the thing, right? In other words, this guy, like all the other people, appointed a shliach before he died. Unfortunately, the person designated by that soldier as his agent for the delivery of the get had also died in the early years of the war. So what makes it complicated is that guy, that husband who was missing, his shliach is dead. So of all shlichas to be dead, the guy who's missing, his shliach is dead. So now what? So the first husband, we don't know if he's dead or not, right? So with this plan we were supposed to do is the shliach would, you know, write the get, give the get, and be fine. But the shliach he made, the guy who's missing, his shliach died. So now what? So Rav Elio Klatskin accepts the notion that in instances of hetemei rabbanim involving a mentally incompetent wife, a get can be drafted for the woman upon her recovery and reliance upon the principle of zochen be'adam. The problem is that unlike instances involving a husband of mentally incapacitated wife who has remarried on the base of hetemei rabbanim, it is not immediately clear that in the case confronting Rav Klatskin, divorce would have been benefit to the husband. According to assuming that the husband was still alive, and if not, the get would have been entirely superfluous, he might well still have anticipated and received resumption of the marital relationship at some point. Rav Klatskin counters that argument by developing a novel thesis to the effect that since the husband failed to return to his wife for a period of several years after cessation of hostilities and has provided no information with regard to his whereabouts, the husband therefore forfeited his right to demand that his wife fulfill any of her wifely duties, and indeed he might be compelled by her to execute a get. Such an argument, plus the marriage no longer represents a benefit of any kind to the husband, and hence the divorce represents an unbegotten benefit. So basically what he's saying is, maybe what we could do here is we can mezake a get for the husband.
well, the husband is either dead. Well, if he's dead, then, or he's not coming back. Well, he didn't come back already for years. Right. So we said before that normally it's only you can mezake get for a woman, not for a man. But here, since the husband didn't return, and you know, so he's not functioning as a husband. So really, he could be, if a husband just leaves and he's not serving his wife as a husband, so then we could, if we would see him, we would tell this guy, you're in Makuiv to give a get to your wife. So therefore, it's a schus for him to give a get in a situation where he's married to a woman and he's not servicing her as a husband. So maybe we could mezake a get for the husband. That's what Rav Elio Kolotskin is going to suggest. Now, this is a chiddush because normally we don't. But we already saw in the Chasam Sofer a concept of being mezake a get for, you know, the concept of. But here he wants to say that maybe it's a chus for this to him in this situation if he's alive. Obviously, if he's alive and not coming back, so then it's a chus for him to have his wife divorced, as opposed to him being her husband and not functioning as a husband.
Well, yes, something he might come back.
Right, he might come back.
Something.
Right. So that's the beginning of the shayla. In other words, a concept of being mezakeh get for a husband, but only in a case where he's not coming back. It's already whatever amount of years that he didn't come back. So normally, as we said, in Shas, you don't find the concept of mezakeh get for a husband. You only find mezakeh get for a wife. But we discussed in the past couple of days that in the case where he writes a get for Ishto Shota, it's not good midin shliach, maybe, but maybe it could be good midin zchia, meaning that the person who's writing the get or giving the get is mizakeh the get for what? On behalf of the husband. They're giving it on behalf of the husband. So over here, obviously, as Rabbi Blei points out, you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan whenever you point to the shliach and what, then you don't say default. But not everyone agrees to that, right? We saw, obviously, the Dugum Revolver didn't agree with that, and the Chasam Sofer didn't agree with that, and the Rabbi Pratchin didn't agree with that. Okay, so the Tosis and Kedushin says differently. But this is the idea here. And maybe in such a situation, we can have a mezakeh get on behalf of the husband in a situation where the husband is gone, and he might not come back, and he's already been away for a nice amount of time, so maybe we could have just give. So here it would have been perfect because we appointed, he had a shliach, so there was a shliach put in motion, so that would have been perfect. But pumped, the guy who was missing, his shliach died. Unbelievable. So Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin has this notion, and that maybe he could still give the get midin zchiyah. Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin was one of the Gedolei Olam, you should know. Rav Teichman was there. One of the Gedolei Olam, Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin. So I just wanted you to see it inside in the English today, and tomorrow you go see the poskim, the Sefer of Rav Eliyahu Kolotskin inside. You know, the Bar Halacha, page 13, and we can see it inside. Okay, we'll dive into 2 minutes.